good, he is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, his love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever. The rising to the setting sun,
his love endures forever.
By the grace of God we will carry on,
his love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever.
Forever, his love endures forever. 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 Sing praise.
Excited when I see people that are in a tough fix, nowhere to look. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Now, let's go to it. Let's do another one. Y'all been having fun this morning already?
Amen.
Ain't God good? And all the time, God is good. You You know what? I made a comment last night. I told a bunch of people, I said that can't nobody take your Christianity from you. Only person can hurt your Christianity is yourself. Oh, well, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. So, you know, if something go bad, blame you. You know, when we out here, when we make the wrong decisions, and if we don't look to the right place to fix it, it don't get fixed, you blame you. You can't point a finger at your neighbor or your brother or your sister, whoever it may be pointed at. Old man told me one time, when you point a finger at somebody else, you have 3 pointing back at yourself. So y'all just remember that. Where they come from, have no idea. But I will say this as well. I, last night, was in the presence of a young man that's going through it like Dad did. And I also had the opportunity to witness his faith. And I also heard him say several times to several different people that his God has more than enough. So he is standing on the promises of God, and he is a faithful young man, and he is continuing to spread the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
So with those 3 things, hey, what can you say? Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, guys.
Eternity.
man enough to go to somebody and let them know that they need help. Whoa, yeah. You know, there's a lot of people that don't know anything about the Bible here in the United States. And we ourselves are responsible to take the word to them, amen? And this bold thing that's, the Bible says we are to have boldness. The Bible says that we should rebuke fear in the name of Jesus, amen? When we can get over these obstacles, when we can get beside ourselves, when we can let God work through us, churches is going to be a lot better. You know what I'm saying? Because see, you're looking at a man that lived in the world, and believe me, I lived hard out there. I've been down in the gutters. See, I know what it is to look up to the Lord and ask Him to help me. Amen? I've been down there, so therefore I can talk about it. And I'm quite sure y'all got a testimony as well. Because we all are alive and we all have a testimony. Oh yeah, almost certainly. So don't don't think because you've done a bad thing in life that God won't forgive you. That's right. God forgives all. If we have the courage to believe the word of God, He has the courage to forgive you because it's already been done. Amen?
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. I get a little excited every now and again, Shirley. Just a little bit excited. You know, I've had such good tutoring. You know what I'm saying? See, I've had a back in church. What I mean by that, they had my back. Once I come into the presence of the Lord, once I said, Lord, I believe in you. I believe you hung, bled, died for me on the cross. That opened the door for a whole lot of things. And those things, one, included this church and a lot of other places having my back. Woo! I like that. I don't know if y'all like it or not, but it done me well. Amen? Oh, yeah. Yes. So I got to give my thanks to the good Lord. Amen? And we go like this. Say, holy is the Lord. The whole earth sings.
The whole earth sings.
That's like a good song for me. I bought one in Puerto Rico once, and I was listening to that song like 5,000 times. And everywhere I would go, that would be like the song I would listen to when I was getting ready to preach and go on ministry trips. And I heard something today that was a little different when I sing that song, which I know has got to be God. And you talk about boldness. Here, let's just pretend for just a second here that I'm God. I was going to talk to you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be God's voice to you. Now, that's pretty bold to speak for Jehovah. Now watch this. Forever, I am faithful. Wow. If I can pull off being faithful forever, that's pulling off a job, buddy. But I can do it because I am faithful forever. So then let me ask you a question. Remember, I'm speaking for God. For your problem you're having today, can I be faithful? For that trouble that you're going through now, can I pull it off now? For that bad decision you made yesterday or years ago, can I take care of that too? Because I can pull off forever. So what is pulling off a little bit now for you? If I can pull off forever, surely I can take care of now.
Woo, I'll take that. Amen. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Amen. I know the God that I serve is a mighty God. Yes, sir. He's the same today, and he'll be the same tomorrow. And like he just said, he'll be the same forever. Amen. I'm going to tell y'all like this. I remember when I left the courtroom that I'd already been given a 5-year sentence. And the second time I left the courtroom, they tacked 7 more years onto that. But by that particular point in my life, I'd gotten saved. And so I walked back from the jail with another guy, handcuffed together, wearing our little pumpkin uniforms, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I was a bright orange man. But that's the truth. That's the truth. I walked back across that street with them from the courthouse to the jail, and, man, I'm just happy-go-lucky going on about my business. So when we get back to the cell, this guy that was handcuffed to me, we was in the same cell, and I'm standing by the bed, I was doing something. But anyway, he walked up to me and he said, answer this. I said, what? He said, how can you walk from the courthouse and stand in here by your bunk smiling as if nothing's ever? He said, man, you just got 12 years. I said, it's all good. I said, it's in the hand of God. I said, I got saved, and I said, I'm believing Christ to get me out of all this. Right there, we prayed a sinner's prayer with that. Right there on the spot. Amen. So it just takes your testimony. It just takes somebody seeing the trouble that you've been in and how you're going to deal with it. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. And you can lead them to the Lord. Amen. Because if we can get them married, God will do the rest. Oh, hallelujah. Like I said, if you can get them married, the good Lord will do the rest. Amen.
Amen.
Woo, I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that. Our job's easy. You just think about what God has to deal with in us. So we can get him there, and then he's got to deal with all our problems. Yeah. But you know what? Like Troy said, he's got more than enough time to do it. Amen. He's got forever, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Go for it, brother.
Is it true today that when people pray, cloudless skies will break, kings and queens will shake? Yes, it's true, and I believe it. I'm living for you. Is it true today that when people pray,
We'll see dead men rise and the blind set free. Yes, it's true, and I believe it. I'm living for you. I'm gonna be a history maker in this land. I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna run into your arms, into your arms. Yes, it's true today that when people pray with the fire of God and the truth in hand, we'll see miracles, we'll see angels sing, we'll see broken hearts changing history. Yes, it's true. History maker in this land.
Oh yes,
I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna run into your arms, into your arms. I'm gonna be story maker in this land.
Oh yes,
I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna run into your arms, into your arms, into your arms. You know what? I tell you what. We have a pastor that's a history maker.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we do. We do. We do. I've heard some of the stories about how he's cast out things out of people. I don't know what they were, but they was evil. You know what I'm saying? And he's faced that. And then he's faced death continuously all his life, and then it finally come to the point to where he did die and he's back. Amen. Oh yeah. Amen. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And see that's nothing light. That's nothing light. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm going to go just as far as to say this, and me being a man, I'm going to tell you what, sometimes these kind of thing hurts, but I just got to say it. Now guys, don't stone me when I leave here. But now they say behind every good man there's a good woman.
Amen.
That's what they say now. That's what they say. And I'm not going to say this from hearsay. I'm going to say this because I know it for a fact. You know, I've heard all the prayers spoken over his body during these times. I've seen it. If you come in a room and you go to say something, I've seen the look on her face like, you can't speak nothing negative here because you ain't happy. I've seen that. And I've seen the times that she sat and looked like that all is well, and I know what was going on in her body. She's fighting for her husband. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what she was doing. She was speaking life into him. So, yeah, that's an awesome thing. I hope my wife would do me that way. Amen. I hope all of you guys have that much faith in the Bible that if something goes wrong, instead of pulling apart, you pull together. And then you pull on the Word of God. Amen. It's there. It's all good. Amen. It is all good. You know, one of these days, trouble's going to visit all of us, and we better be ready. You know, one of these days, we may be put in that position. We better be ready. God's equipped us all to do the same thing, amen? He's equipped us all to do that, amen? Go ahead, guys. I can see waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
That's right, lady.
The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us.
He lives in
us.
That his promises are true, in his strength there is nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us.
Yeah. Great day to be praising the Lord, amen?
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, I find myself complaining about a lot of things that's going on in my life. You know that? Oh, I have complaints running out my ears. But you know what? When it's all said and done, doesn't matter at all. None of this stuff we got here is going with us anyway, amen? Nothing but the Word. That's going to go with us. You can believe that. We come here born with nothing on. And when we have passed on, we're put in a coffin, some are cremated. We're put in a vase, suit of clothes, and we're buried. The vase is profit, your clothes in a casket is profit. Because you're going to be there. That's yours forever. But our spirit, Christian people, the ones that make it, has had enough faith to take the Lord from here to there. Amen? Because that's what it's all about. We're here passing through this time. We prepare ourselves now to live forever. Amen? Now, the devil is here to steal, kill, and destroy, and he's a liar if it ever was. Let me give you a prime example of how the devil will lie to you. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not making light of a man's death. But now, one of the greatest boxers in this world has passed on. Now, I don't know for sure that he didn't convert back to Christianity, but I do know this. He was a Muslim. Now, I personally am not smart enough to know that if there will not be any Muslims in heaven, because the Word says, if you don't accept Christ, you're not going to enter into the gates of heaven.
That's right.
And I can't think of anywhere that Allah says that. So we got this great being. He's done a lot of great things. He's helped with civil rights. He's helped a lot of people. But did he help himself?
Oh, you got it right.
What did he help himself?
That's right.
Now, we got to understand that no matter what we have in our possession, if we don't have the Lord, it ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
We've got to have the Lord. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. Lift up your gaze, be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. Love come down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with open grace. Sing, who is this King of
of glory. The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
What about this? Y'all like this one right here? I do.
Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
Awesome God, right? Yes. Hallelujah. That song right there just does something. You ever have music to get in your bones? You know that? Is that what that is? Is that what that is?
Offering.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hey, Cardo.
Oh, come on here now.
Take the offering while we sing this.
We can do that.
Want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Y'all come on, guys. Let me pray over you first, okay? Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the givers of this church, Lord God. Because without the giving, the doors can't stay open here, Lord God. And I know that you provide all the ways, Lord God. So I thank you for that, Lord. And I thank you for blessing, Heavenly Father, the givers of this church, Lord God. Undoubtedly, Lord God, that you replace it back tenfold. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Till everyone I'll break the love. The love come down from heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. King of glory.
Somebody once told me that those with comfort have no hope, because if you have everything, you become your own savior, and you think that you can save yourself from anything and everything by material things or whatever that you receive, but that's not the case. So those with comfort have no hope. So, I mean, it's a good thing to feel a little bit uncomfortable, because the Lord works outside of your comfort zone, and I'm pretty sure that's almost the only place he works.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise and worship team. Sister Shirley.
I forgot to mention the first of service. We're having a fish fry after lunch today, or after service today, for kids camp. $6 a plate for 3 pieces of fish, coleslaw, and baked beans. So stay and support our kids camp this year. Amen. And we'll pray for the prayer list later.